each time I filed the bill for the two previous years, we've had kind of a unified support in St. Louis for this local control measure, for local control police department. There's been a ballot initiative filed, which it will be on the ballot in November, and now some of the groups in St. Louis favor the ballot initiative more than they favor the bill. So we're confident that the ballot initiative will pass, so there was no reason for me to bring it forward. We'll just bring it to the vote of the people.
Last year when we talked about this, there was a lot of concern about the ballot initiative and as far as what that would entail or put into place as opposed to legislation. Has some of those concerns been alleviated in your mind?
Well, some of them have. Personally, I think this ought to be a bill in the Missouri legislature. I think we should have been able to do this for the last 2 years. It got tied up with unrelated issues, and we just couldn't get it through. So through frustration, I think we went to the ballot initiative. Now that we're pursuing that route, I think that's the way that we need to go. Why do we want to come back here and beat our head against the wall and have it held up again, and we can just take care of it in November?
So the GOP leadership had let you know that last year's fate would be this year's fate in that regard.
Well, no, they never did say that, but they never said that the prior 2 years either. So, you know, why take the chance? Let's just get this thing done and let's move on.
On the House side, I remember Representative Nishi was always the carrier on that side, and she decided not to file a bill this year that was going to originate in the Senate.
That's correct. The original plan was to have it come out of the Senate, try to avoid the situation that we've had the past two sessions, and then bring it over to the House and just kind of rubber stamp it. But then, you know, things change in politics, and she has not filed a bill there. So, you know, we'll just wait till November and let it go to the vote of the people.
Worst case scenario, the ballot initiative is not passed in November. What happens then? Will you try the legislative route again?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Some of the senators that were blocking the last 2 years will be gone if the ballot initiative doesn't pass. This is an issue that's not going to go away. It really ought to be addressed. There's no reason that we have to have a governor-appointed board running the St. Louis Police Department. This is fundamental. So I'll bring it up as long as it's necessary, but as it is right now, I think the best course is the ballot initiative.
Is there a fear that if the ballot initiative fails and you go the legislative route again, that it could become a bargaining chip again? Or do you think the chances of that will be lessened by the departure of some members of the House and Senate?
Well, there's always that danger. There's always that danger. You know, the more we have these discussions, the more that people realize the situation, they realize how untenable it is and how it really should be addressed.